Well, let's bring in Heidi Vogt of the Wall Street Journal. She's in Abuja, Nigeria's capital. And Heidi, so we hear of a town destroyed, hundreds killed. Amnesty International reports 1,500 people have been killed just this year in this conflict between Boko Haram and Nigerian security forces. How are people across the country feeling about this focus on the missing girls?
What I'm hearing from Nigerians are people angry at the government that this is continuing on in this way. One of the reasons that hashtag Bring Back Our Girls really took off is there was a sense of people being fed up, saying, you know, why do we keep getting these attacks? I mean, this massacre that just happened last week is not the first. So a lot of people felt like it's about time something set a fire under the government.
Yeah, there were 50 young boys slaughtered a couple of months ago. So this is not new. The government, of course, led by President Goodluck Jonathan, John Campbell, the former U.S. ambassador to Nigeria, who's been on our program, told your paper that he feels that Jonathan is feckless, totally out of his depth. Is there a sense that there will be, I mean, how deep is the anger with Nigerians? Will they call for a change?
Well, the question that really arises out of this is what will it mean for elections next year? Goodluck Jonathan has been saying for a very long time that he is pushing back against Boko Haram, that he has them on the run. But a lot of Nigerians are looking at car bombings in Abuja, fighting in the Northeast, the kidnappings of these girls, and saying, you know, we feel like Boko Haram's getting stronger. And if that sentiment continues, he may have a very hard time when people go to the polls.
Well, but how much of a tightrope does any African leader walk when it comes to these insurgent groups? We understand that back in April, when the girls were first taken, President Jonathan turned down international offers to help find them. But on the other hand, had he accepted them, might he be seen by his own people as someone who needed the big white Westerner to come in and rescue them? This is a constant debate in these countries.
And you can see it in what almost seems like doublespeak coming out of the administration. Goodluck Jonathan said just last week, I want help from everybody on earth. And then, you know, turn around, one of his officials will say, you know, we don't need the Americans. So it gets hard to untangle what's really going on.
Well, the great Kenyan writer Binyavanga Wainana famously wrote that scathing essay about how the West always views Africa and African countries as something that has to be rescued. On the other hand, people are saying, but there are over 200 girls. Shouldn't anyone who can try to help? And then you have people like the Nigerian-American writer Teju Cole, who yesterday said involvement of the U.S. government and military can only lead to worse outcomes, more militarism, less democracy. Is there a reflection of that thinking there, too, that if the U.S. military gets involved, it could be an even worse outcome?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's certainly a sense of nobody wants to feel like they have to be rescued by some Western power. But when I talk to officials on the ground, they also say, look, the Nigerian troops here, they don't have the anti-aircraft guns and RPGs that Boko Haram has. Like, somebody come in and do this. And if it's going to have to be the Americans, fine, let it be the Americans. Now, at the same time, there's also a sort of a back and forth going on among the sort of African intellectual class right now. You bring up Binyavanga's essay, How to Write About Africa, that question of why all this attention on these girls right now? Why not more attention on the massacre in Gamboro? Why not attention on all of these bombings and killings that have been happening? The same grade, the girls were kidnapped. There were 70 people killed in a car bomb in Abuja, and that didn't get the same amount of attention. So there's a lot of back and forth like that about that, people trying to figure out why, in some ways, while everyone wants the girls to come back, why is this the thing that captures the international attention?
Heidi Vogt, East Africa correspondent for The Wall Street Journal in Nigeria, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So does the West risk looking like the white savior, emasculating local governments in going into Nigeria, or look uncaring if it doesn't? We'd love your thoughts. Leave a comment with this story at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.